This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to Sudan's warring factions to observe a three-day ceasefire over the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday on Thursday.
I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation.
He spoke as rival forces battled for a six-day. Gunfire could be heard in Khartoum, where the fiercest battles are being fought as thousands of civilians tried to flee. The violent power struggle has killed hundreds so far, is tipping a nation reliant on food into what the United Nations calls a humanitarian catastrophe. The United States said it was sending more troops to the region in the event that it decide to evacuate its embassy in Khartoum. We get more on that part of the story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Two Biden administration officials say the planning began earlier this week as fighting rages between two warring factions in Sudan. An embassy convoy was attacked in the capital. The officials say the Pentagon's moving military assets to a Navy base in Djibouti. The Defense Department says it will send more capabilities to the region to potentially help facilitate an evacuation of embassy personnel. The violence so far has kept the State Department from requiring staffers to leave the country, with Khartoum's airport non-functional and its roads treacherous even during peacetime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Myanmar's Supreme Court reportedly said Wednesday that it will hear appeals by ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of her convictions for corruption, election fraud, and violation of state secret laws. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday to increase U.S. funding to help developing countries fight climate change and curb deforestation in Brazil's Amazon rainforest. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
During a virtual meeting of the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate, Biden urged his counterparts to be ambitious in setting goals to reduce emissions and meet a target of limiting overall global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. In a video message to the group, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the world's major polluting nations are sabotaging their own global warming target.
The science is clear. New fossil fuel projects are entirely incompatible with 1.5 degrees. Yet, many countries are expanding capacity, and I urge you to change course.
The countries that take part in the forum account for about 80% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions and global gross domestic product, according to the White House. Thursday's meeting was the group's fourth under Biden's presidency.
That was Marissa Melton reporting. Mali's government says a senior Malian official and three other people have been killed in an ambush in an area of the country's southwest. The president, chief of staff, his bodyguard, and the owner of a drilling company were killed while traveling near the area of Nara in the Kayes region, according to the government spokesperson, who said a fourth person is still missing. The government didn't say who it believed to be behind the attack. The West African country has for a decade been battling a jihadi insurgency. Cattle raiding by Islamic extremists is soaring at unprecedented levels in Mali, with jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group stealing millions of dollars worth of cattle to buy weapons and vehicles to fund their insurgency across the war-torn South West African country and region below the Sahara Desert known as the Sahel. Twitter has started removing the blue checks from users who don't pay. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The blue check mark helps verify the user's identity to distinguish them from fakes. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter, he's talked about charging for the blue check. After several false starts, Twitter has started removing it from those who aren't paying for it. The cost of keeping the marks range from $8 a month for individual web users to a starting price of $1,000 a month to verify an organization. Since Musk took over, Twitter does not actually verify the individual accounts to ensure they are who they are.
The AP's Ed Donahue reporting. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.